Praise the Lord, good morning.
Morning.
Praise God. Let's open our Bible to the book of Psalm. Book of Psalm 26. And read the Psalm, then we'll pray. Amen. It's good to be in the house of God. Psalm 26, judge me, O Lord, for I have walked in my integrity. I have trusted also in the Lord, therefore I shall not slide. Hallelujah. Examine me, O Lord, and prove me. Try my reins and my heart, for thy loving kindness is before mine eyes. And I have walked in thy truth. I have not sat with vain persons, neither will I go in with dissemblers. I have hated the congregation of evildoers, and will not sit with the wicked. I will wash mine hands in innocency. So will I compass thine altar, O Lord, that I may publish with the voice of thanksgiving, and tell of all thy wondrous works. Lord, I have loved the habitations of thy house, and the place where thine honor dwelleth. Gather not my soul with sinners, nor my life with a bloody man, in whose hands is mischief, and their right hand is full of bribes. But as for me, I will walk in mine integrity. Redeem me, and be merciful unto me. My foot standeth in an even place. In the congregation will I bless the Lord. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. We come before you in the name of Jesus, Lord. Truly we delight in your habitation as David delight in your house. And thank you, Lord. And we delighted not to walk with the congregation of evildoers. And we will not sit with the wicked. And we decided to wash our hands in innocency, so will I compass thy altar, O Lord. Let's come now to God. Let us confess our sins, renounce them. Let us repent and turn back to God fully. Lord, hear us and guide us. We thank you, Lord, for the blood of Jesus that died on the cross for our sins to give us eternal life. We thank the Lord for all the blessing we had received from you, for your help and your support and your guidance, your provision. Heal us and cleanse us as we confess and renounce all our sins and wrongdoing. Confess your sin to God, your wrongdoing unto him. Lord, hear our prayers. Cleanse us from all unrighteousness for your name's sake, O God. Small sin or big sin, repent now, renounce them, make your commitment, as David made his commitment with the Lord, so that our prayers will be answered, will be our victories. Yes, Lord, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the victory we have in you, for the strength, O God, for the deliverance, for the healing, the salvation we receive from you, O God, for the provision for our families, our loved ones, the provision, the help, the work. Everything, Lord, we give you thanks and we adore you. Let's give thanks to God for the forgiveness, for the eternal life we have in Jesus, for he is our God. Let us praise him and adore him and worship him. Lord, we magnify your name, O God. You are great God. There is no one like you, Lord. Lead us and guide us into victory upon victory in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Let us now ask him our needs. Jesus say, come to me, all of you, weary and burdened, I'll give you rest. All our needs, small or big, is in the hands of God. Not in the hand of man, but in his hand. And in his time, he will give us what we need. We thank you, Lord. We adore you, O God. We worship you. You are great God, O Lord, help us and guide us and be with us. Give us our needs, Lord. Answer the prayers of my brothers and my sisters. Today, Lord, we cry out to you, Lord, for all our needs. in your hands in the name of Jesus. You will be the one to lead us, you will be the one to give us our needs, O God. Answer prayers. Lord, you are God who answers prayer on your perfect timing and your perfect will you will give. And we thank you for these wonderful privileges that we have in your strength, the good health, the guidance. Lord, we magnify you, we adore you. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for everything you give us and provide for us. And this time, if you know anybody who is in need of prayers, he need a prayer, need a job, need healing, need help, you pray. You pray for that person. Pray for Harry, pray for him. Lord, help us and guide us. Help, help, heal, provide, strengthen, protect, deliver, save. Give wisdom and guidance that come from me in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for your grace and mercy. Thank you for answering our prayers. Thank you, Jesus. Pray now for our families. Pray for your husband, your wife, your children. Pray for your parents. Pray for your siblings. Pray. Lord, I pray for each and every family, each husband to be the head, and the woman also, they will be helper to lead the children together in the way of righteousness, O God. I pray for all the single mothers also. Help them. Help them, Lord. You are the husband. You are the caregiver, Lord. You are the provider. Lord, hear our prayers. Hear our prayers in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We adore you. We worship you. We magnify you, Lord. Help us and guide us and be with us. Strengthen us, O God. Bless each and every family. I pray for worship in each and every family to be done daily. They read the Bible together with the children. And then meditate on your word, O God. Help us. Help us. Guide us. Strengthen us. Bless each and every family that they will shine. Before men, O God, you make a way, Lord. You make a way, O God. O Lord, we magnify, we adore you, we worship you, O God. Thank you, Jesus. Pray now for your relative, your contacts, your neighbors, your family back home. And whenever place they are, pray that through all this contact that you have, we have, that we can reach the people with the gospel of Lord. We pray that all what we have, contact, relationship, that you will use them to evangelize, O God, to preach your word, to make disciples. You will help us, you will guide us, enable us to plant a new Bible studies and congregation for the church, help us to reach new families with the gospel. We pray, we commit ourselves to reproduce more fruit of the Holy Spirit, love, peace, joy, faithfulness, gentleness, kindness, self-control, patience, perseverance, and we put on the full armor of God to go forward in serving you, O Lord, to declare and to proclaim your word. Jesus, you are great God, there is no one like you, Lord. You will help us, you will guide us. You will strengthen us to preach your word, the gospel. We pray for more people to receive Christ, more people to get water baptized. And Lord, once again we pray that you refill us with the Holy Spirit. You baptize us, O God, with the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus, that we will be able, Lord, to reach people. O Lord, you make a way, O God, you make a way, Lord. Help us, O Lord, we pray for gift of evangelism, gift of faith, gift of healing, gift of pastors, teachers, prophets to be given to your church, Lord, that you will function for your glory in the name of Jesus. We pray for the vision of the church to be fulfilled, multiplication in peace with implementing the whole will of God. Bless all the ministries of the church school, the worship ministry, O God, the publication, the translation ministry, the church clinic, church banking. Help us, Lord, help us and guide us to reach people with the gospel, Lord, and lead us, O God, to be a caregiver, to be service provider, to help destitute and poor people and poor families and troubled children and sick people, help us, O God. Lead us to visit the prisoners, those in hospitals, those in the troubles. You will be the one to help us and guide us. And Lord, we pray you bless also, Lord, this country, that you place your church in UAE, Lord, and make extension of it in Oman, Kuwait, in Iraq, India, Sri Lanka, Philippines, Pakistan, Australia, also America, Armenia, Sierra Leone, Malawi, and in every place your church had expanded. Lord, help us and guide us, even in Nigeria. Oh God, you, Lord, also Uganda, you will help us. You will guide us, O Lord, and we pray in the name of Jesus. Even this day, Lord, we pray that you anoint our worship, O God. Anoint our service, anoint our songs, anoint the message, O God, anoint the giving, anoint all the items of our worship, O God. Let your name be magnified. Even anoint this recording, make it reach, O God, to the rest of the congregations of the church, the members, the families, even to new people. Thank you, God. You are great, God. There is no one like you. We thank you, God. We bless you, Lord. We magnify you. We adore you. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Let's all stand. Let us worship the Lord. The Lord is good. Amen. Let us come and worship him in spirit and truth. God, you do miracles and wonders, O Lord, and we rejoice in your presence. We love you, O God. We continue to serve you. We continue to do the work of yours and your will in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We will rejoice with the Lord. Amen. Amen.
There's time for peace, there's time for war, there's time to love, there's time to hate, there's time to that you like to gather much, and there's time also that you will scatter. Yeah? There's a time that today you love something, but tomorrow you hate that thing. So there's time of for everything. And also there's a time, listen to this, there's a time that God knows your prayer. Amen? In His time. That is time, is in His time. You have your timing, you have your schedule, but God has His time. And perfect them in His time. Hallelujah. Let us wait that on His time we receive everything. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, God. your hands. Support our hands, Lord, and we are the clay, O God. We surrender our lives unto you, O God.
Days are held in
Hear me on prayer. Tell you, Lord, take me. Not only song, but let us pray. Let us pray it. Lord, take me. God, mold me. Lord, use me. Lord, fill me. I give my life to you, Lord. Tell him, Lord, call me. I want to serve you, O God. Guide me, O God, this day and every day. Lead me, O God. Tell him, Lord, I need you, O Lord. I need you, walk beside me, O God. I need you, Lord, walk beside me, Lord. I'm giving my life to you, Lord. Yes, O God. We tell you, Lord, it's not only our song, but our prayers. Our plea to you, Lord. Fill us, mold us, teach us. We are giving our life into your hands. You are our Savior. We are in the safe hand. We thank the Lord for touching our life. Thank you for this wonderful worship. We bless you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. The Bible says, no one appeared before him empty-handed. God had to bless us, amen. And we need to bring to him what is due for him from tithes. Offering the tithe is the tenth of all your income. And your offering and your first fruit, we need to bring it to the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for our jobs. Let's give thanks. Thank you for our income. Thank you for the food that we have. Thank you for the good health. Thank you for the strength that you give us. Thank you, give us mind that we can think in a wise way. We thank you, Lord, and here we are, Lord. We bring to you, Lord, our life, our hearts, our tithes, O God, our first fruit, the fruit of our labor in your hand, our offering. Lord, I pray, bless your people who obey you, who came and brought to you what belonged to you, O God. Open the windows of heaven, Lord, and bless them and pour out so much blessing in their life. They have no place to keep and rebuke the devourer in their life. And let all nations know they are blessed by you. O Lord, we pray you anoint this tithe and offering and this amount of money. Multiply it and use it, Lord, for your glory, to raise the lost. This is all we ask and pray in this name. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Praise God. We continue to worship the Lord. We continue to do His work and His will. The time now comes to the message of God. Amen. God sent us His word to teach us. You know, one of the songs that we sung in His time, we asked the Lord to teach us every day, yeah? Every day God will teach us. Every day that God will guide us in His word. Amen? That we have read, Lord, please show me every day as you are teaching me your way. Amen? We let us learn the way of God, not the way of man. Hallelujah. The Bible is the only book that came from God. And is the only teaching that we have. The only teaching that we have is in the Bible. Hallelujah. How many of you are reading your Bible? Parents, children, how many of are you reading your Bible? We need to read the Bible. Because that is the way that God will teach us His ways. Hallelujah. Let's now open our Bible to the book of Luke. Luke chapter 2. We will learn today from the childhood of Jesus. Jesus is God. He was born as a man. Amen. And we need, there's in the Bible something written about Jesus when he was a child. Yeah? Let us follow the example of Jesus, how he lived his life as a
as a child. Hallelujah. So that we will understand how we teach our children, how we discipline our children, how we correct our children. Amen. Hallelujah. Luke chapter 2 and verse 41 to verse 52. 41 to 52. Luke chapter 2 verse 41 to 52. Luke chapter 2 verse 41 to 52. Now his parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up to Jerusalem after the custom of the feast. And when they had fulfilled the days as they returned, the child Jesus tarried behind in Jerusalem. And Joseph and his mother knew not of it. But they supposed, verse 44, they supposed him to have been in the company, went a day's journey, and they sought him among their kinsfolk and acquaintance. And when they found him not, they turned back again to Jerusalem, seeking him. And it came to pass that after 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the doctors, both hearing them and asking them questions. And all that hear him were astonished at his understanding and answers. And when they saw him, they were amazed. And his mother said unto him, Son, why hast thou thus deal with us? Behold, thy father and I have sought thee sorrowing. And he said unto them, how is it that ye sought me? Wist ye not that I must be about my father's business? And they understood not the saying which he spoke unto them. And he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subject unto them. But his mother kept all these saying in her heart. And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. Lord, thank you for your word to give us today. We bless you, we magnify you, we adore you. Thank you for your help and your support, the teaching of your word that we need every day in our lives. We thank you, God, we magnify you, we adore you. Make us understand. Tell him, Lord, make me understand your ways so that I will know how to follow you every day. Oh God, teach us and guide us and be with us. We thank you, God, we bless you. This all we ask and pray in the name of Jesus. Spread your word and make it reach the rest of your church and your people who need your word. This all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. You know, there's a concept, but this is wrong concept. There's a concept that say that children should go along with the children so they will learn. That is the understanding of the people, that's the understanding of the world. That's why when you go to the park, children are playing with the children. You go to the school, children with the children. You go to the, even to the church, children are with the children. But the Bible speaks other things. The Word of God teaches us other things. Does the Bible speak that you must provide socialization for your children? What I am aware of, what I understand, The Bible speaks about the opposite. In book of 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 33, wrong concepts need to be corrected so that our children will not be raised up as fools, but they will have wisdom in God, wisdom of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 33, Apostle Paul say, be not deceived. Evil communications corrupt good manners. Evil communications corrupt good manners. When you allow your children to be with friends, neighbors, to other children, they will learn bad manners. And that's why we teach today the right way, how to raise up children, you know. There's no possibility that, because he say here, bad companionship, bad friendship will corrupt the good manner. When your child is mixed with others, friends, relatives, and neighbors, and other children, he will learn bad manners. And you know, we don't want our children to be foolish or learn foolish things. The Bible tells us exactly that in Proverbs chapter 13, verse 20, King Solomon said to his son, King Solomon said to his son, he said, he who walk with the wise grow wise, but the companion of fools suffer harms. If your child will go with the wise people, and that is the parents, that is supposed to be the parents, he will become wise. But if he will go with the foolish people, he will become also fool, and he will suffer harm. You know, that is what the Bible teaches us. When you go, or your children go, with the wrong people, you will going to suffer harm. They will be going to suffer harm. He that walketh with the wise man shall be wise, but a companion of fools shall be destroyed. Amen. So this is what the Bible teaches us. Yeah. Now, does the Bible tell us where we find the foolishness? Foolishness are in the foolish people. Who are the foolish people according to the Bible? Proverbs chapter 22, verse 15. Proverbs 22, verse 15. This is the message to wake you up. Hallelujah. Yeah. In the word they say, children should walk with the children, should talk with the children, should run with the children, should talk with the children, should discuss with the children. But the Bible say something else about that. Proverbs chapter 22, verse 15. Say, foolishness is born in the heart of a child, but the rod of correction shall drive it far from him. Where are the foolishness? Well, the foolishness is in the heart of whom? Children. When you allow your child to go with other children, I will tell you, he will learn only the foolish things. They will exchange foolishness. And that is based on this. I don't allow children to talk with other children, even in our church school. Based on the scriptures and based on the life of our Lord Jesus Christ. We will see Jesus, how he behaved when his parents were not there. Amen? We will learn, since the foolishness are bound in the heart of the child, then, children, when they go with other children, they will learn foolish things. You know, Jesus Christ, when he criticized the Pharisees about John the Baptist, you know, when he was combating them about the issue of John the Baptist, you know, he described their foolishness with the foolishness of the children in the street. We read it all in the Bible. All is in the Bible. I am not bringing any message from me. Matthew 11 and verse 16 and 17. We thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your word that help us to understand. Matthew 11, verse 16 and 17, say, but whereunto shall I liken this generation? He said, this generation like what? It is like unto children, like children, sitting in the markets and coining unto their fellows. And saying, we have piped unto you, and you have not danced. And you have mourned unto you, but you have not lamented. You know, he described them as the foolish children. They're sitting in the street, singing with one another. Is that the right example or bad example? That's a bad example. Jesus used that bad example to criticize those who were attacking John the Baptist. Listen to this. Children in the street are foolish. Children in the streets without their parents are foolish. And that's not the right atmosphere that the children should grow up. We should not allow our children to be with others, especially with other children or friends or relatives or neighbors, because they will learn bad manners. Hallelujah. We'll continue. In the book of Matthew chapter 19, verse 13 to verse 15, they brought children to Jesus. Matthew 19, verse 13 to 15. Are you understanding, children? Clear? No mix up with other children. No talking with other children. You want to be like Jesus, to grow in wisdom and station in the favor of God? Obey the word of God and follow Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus gave us good example how to behave. He's God. When he was a child, he behaved as a right child. He did not do wrong because he's God. Then were there brought unto him little children that he should put his hands on them and pray and disciples and the disciples rebuked them. But Jesus said, suffer little children and forbid them not to come unto me, for of such is the kingdom of heaven. And he laid his hand on them and departed thence. They brought children to the Lord. Jesus let them, tell them, bring the children to me. How they come, the children alone, or they come with somebody with them? They came with somebody, and that's most likely their parents, right? Yeah, even we as a church of God, we receive children from their parents. Yeah, we don't let children to go with other children. We receive from the parents and we give them back to the parents. So we learn certain things from the scriptures. The scripture that we have read today about Jesus when he was 12 years old in Luke chapter 2, it teaches us good things and how to raise up our children in the fear of God. And this scripture give us good conclusion and good lessons how to raise up godly children. The first things we need to say here, children should be with their parents to learn from them. Children should be with their parents, to learn from them good things, manner, good manner, good attitude, good example. Listen to me, parents. That's why parents should be good example to their children. Parents should be good example to their children. Listen to this. Bad parents are bad example. And bad example to the children are harmful. You understand? When you are bad example, a father or mother who is bad example is harmful to their children. Because children learn by example. You know, and the children should be happy to be with their good parents. Yeah? They are happy to be with them. They should be happy to help them. They should be happy to play with their parents, to study with their parents, to help their parents in the chores of the house. Right? Parents should provide food, shelter, right? They provide good things, and the children also, they also must be obedient to their parents who help them and who care for them. Let's read about Jesus in Luke chapter 2 and verse 51. Let's learn from his example. And he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subject unto them. You see, Jesus was a good example. Jesus was a good example to his good parent. When your father or mother are good example to you, be good to him. Amen. The second principle is that parents should bring their children to the God's church. Parents should bring their children to the church of God, to God's church. When Jesus was 12 years old, his parents brought him to the feast of Passover. Where they were living, listen to this story. They were living in Nazareth. And they traveled from Nazareth to Jerusalem. You know how much the distance? 79 miles. If they don't have car that time, no? There's no train. They walk. You know how many hours they need to walk 79 miles? They walk 25 hours. So that they will come to the God's temple, to God's church. Parents should teach their children to commit their lives to God, to serve God, to be faithful to Him and to His church and to His house. Children should learn from the parents to give to God time, tennis, and whatever resources they need in their, that they have in their life, they must give it to the Lord. Are we learning today? These are the principles. These are the principles that we... Do you want your children to be have wisdom? You want them to be blessed? That is the way. That is the way I apply this way on my family, on the church also. Even people hate me, no problem. I am doing the right things. I follow God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Children, number three, children should accompany parents who are directly responsible for their children. In Luke chapter 2, verse 43, it says, and when they had fulfilled the days as they returned, the child Jesus tarried behind in Jerusalem, and Joseph and his mother knew not of it. Oh, see the problem? The parents here, they went to Jerusalem, Jesus with them, but when they came back, he's not with them. Parents should be alert. Where's the child? Where's my son? Where's my daughter? Right? Should be alert. Where are they? Not that, oh, sometimes they don't care with the child. They are not concerned about it. No. That's not the way. Amen. We need to be careful to care for our children, that they should accompany us and we have to be with them. Amen. When the child is missing, at once, alert. You know, certain times, see here, certain times, listen to me, children, certain time, God allow that you are not with your parents. God want to test you. God want to test you. Are you good or are you going to do evil? If your parents are not there, God allowed for a certain time. Yeah? And God wants to see if you are doing evil or no. You must know that God is watching over you. God does not want you to do wrong thing. Number four. Children should not be glad that their parents are away from supervising them. Some children, they are happy if their parents are not there. Oh, I will go to the children, I will play with that and my neighbor, yeah? Wrong! Don't do that. The message today, to teach us the ways of God. Listen. Listen and obey. No one can help you except God when you obey God. Jesus, the Bible says, grow in wisdom and stature and in favor of God and man. Wisdom. You go with other children, what you will get? You get foolishness. Yeah. Parents should not be happy to have children with neighbors, with the friends, you know. You know, some parents, what they will do, they will give their mobile, the TV, yeah, YouTube, so that they babysit the child with these things. The more child will be spoiled, destroyed. We need to obey God. We need to walk in His ways. Children should not be glad that their parents are away from supervising them. Children should not be mixed with relatives or friends without the presence of the parents. They can go with others when we are there and we are supervising them. Not that they are alone. They must be with us. Let's read verse 44. Luke chapter 2, verse 44. Let us see Jesus, when his father and mother left him, what he did. Yeah? Let us learn from Jesus, our Savior, our Lord, our God. Verse 44, let me read 43 and 44. And when they had fulfilled the days as they returned, the child Jesus tarried behind in Jerusalem, and Joseph and his mother knew not of it. Verse 44, but they, supposing him to have been in the company, went a day's journey, and they sought him among their kinsfolk and acquaintance. They searched for Jesus. In verse 44, with their relatives and with their friends. Did they find him with their relatives and a friend? Huh? Why Jesus, when his parents are not there, did he go with the friends, with their relatives and neighbor? He did not go. Because he is God, he will not do wrong. Even his parents, they are not aware, it's their fault. But he did not do wrong. He did not go with others. He did not go with the friends. He did not go with the neighbors. He did not go and talk with other children and pray with other children. Did Jesus stay home there playing in Jerusalem streets with other children? No. 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 Parents should search carefully for their children. When your children is missing, you don't know where is he. It is emergency. Alert. Search for him. Verse 45. And when they found him not, they turned back again to Jerusalem, seeking him. He may be doing mischief, wrong thing. When your child is missing, search for him. He may be doing mischief at your back. Wrongdoing. Yeah? Don't keep him with the friends, relatives, and neighbors. Don't keep him with the mobile or TV or YouTube. He's doing mischief. Listen to this. It is the parent's fault if the child is lost. It is the parent's fault if the child is lost. The parent's fault. Verse 44. And when they saw him, they were amazed. And his mother said unto him, Son, why hast thou thus deal with us? Behold, thy father and I have sought thee sorrowing. He said, they told him, why you did like this to us? But actually, that's not his fault. That's not his fault. When they left Jerusalem, they should check where is the child? Where is Where is Jesus? Yeah? This is their responsibility that Jesus will be with them when they move from Jerusalem. Amen? We must be careful to search for our children and searching for them carefully when we don't find them. The next point, number 8, God, listen to this, God gave the parents authority over the children and bestow on them respect and honor. God gave authority, right? So use your authority. Discipline your children, disciple your children. It is your responsibility. Be a good example to them. Discipline them, correct them in verse 51. And he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subject unto them. Jesus was subject unto them because they used their authority to discipline the child. Amen? But his mother kept all this saying in her heart. Yes, we need to discipline our children. Hallelujah. Are you willing? Amen. Let's continue. Children can be, children can be entrusted or be under the care of God's word teacher. You know, certain time that you cannot keep your children with you for a while. You know who is the right person that you keep your children with? It's those who teach the word of God, those who know God. The people of God, they are the right people to discipline and to correct and disciple your children if you are not there. God give the children for you. He did not give the children to your relatives, to your friends, to your neighbor, to the public school teachers. No. Those people, they will not teach your children the right way of God. That is in the Bible. But those who know the word of God, they can help your children and they can discipline him while you are absent. And that we should do it only for a short period of time. Later on, we get our children to be directly under our care. And that's what I say always. Parents should be responsible on their children. Not to give them to other children, not to put them in the TV, not to send them with their relative or friends to babysit them. You know, that's the right way of God. People, listen to this, people hate me for this, but I stand for it because that's the scriptures. That's the right way. We need to follow the right way. Otherwise, no blessing will come into our lives. Hallelujah. If you are willing, God will make a way. Yeah? We sang a song, I give my life to the potter's hand. Be willing to be changed. Be willing to be transformed. You see, when the Lord was lost, in verse 46, Luke 2:46, because Jesus is God, he did the right things. When his parents were not there, where he put himself? Where he put himself, Jesus. And it came to pass that after 3 days, they found him in the temple, in the church, sitting in the midst of the doctors, the teachers, both hearing them and asking them questions. He did not go with the children playing. He was with the church, the teachers there, asking questions. He listened, he asked questions. Like that. He's God, right? So now, for me, now what I say, children, not with the children, children with the teachers, children with their parents or with the teachers. That's what the Bible tells us. So they will not learn foolish things, they will learn good things. Amen? Number 10, parent should take the direct responsibility to teach their children the word of God. Parents should be responsible to teach their children the word of God. You know, we read verse 46. You know, they found him among verse 46. They find him sitting in the midst of the doctors, both hearing them and asking them questions. How he know the word of God, Jesus? Who taught him? His parents. Parents, listen to me. Are you reading your Bible? Children, are you reading your Bible? You want a blessing or you want spanking and hardship of life? Read your Bible. Obey the word of God. Meditate on the word of God. Think about it and obey. Parents are responsible. That's why I say, read your Bible every day. So the children will learn the word of God. So the blessing of God will flow. You are the teachers. The parents are the teachers for their children. In Proverbs chapter 22, verse 6. Proverbs 22, verse 6. Proverbs 22, verse 6. Train up the child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Train up the child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Amen? And also Deuteronomy, which is the responsibility of the parents. Deuteronomy chapter 6. And verse 6 and 7. Deuteronomy chapter 6. And verse 6 and 7. He say, and these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children. You have to teach them to your children. And shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou rise up. So that is the way. So who teach the children now? The parents should teach the children. And that's why the children should be with their parents, not with the other children. Not with the relatives, not with the neighbors, or with the church teachers. Amen? That is the way of God to help us to do the work of Him and His will. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 12. Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 12. We are called as a church. Our responsibility as a church. You know, what is our responsibility as a church? He say, for the perfection of the saints, for the work of ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. We are called to train the saints, perfection of the saint. And we are called to train the parents, not to do the work of the parents. We are called to train and equip the parents, to encourage them, to support them, to teach them, to guide them how to take care of and do their responsibility to do toward their children. Amen? Because that is what is in the Bible. When they brought the children to our Lord, how they brought them? They were alone or somebody was with them? Their parents were with them. Yeah? Father and mother are there. So we teach parents, we teach fathers, we teach mothers that responsibility, how to train up their children. But certain time, because of sin, because parents, they leave their responsibilities. They live their life of sin. We find children alone. We babysit children. We teach children because the parents are gone away in sin. But the primary responsibility, it belongs to the parents. Paul endorsed the responsibility of the children to the fathers, to teach and to train and to provide. Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 4. And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. The word nurture in Greek, it is named paideia. The word nurture here, the definition of it, is training and education. Fully training and education. And this involves the moral aspects, the behavior, the attitude, the admonition, the correction, the discipline, and the punishment, and also habits like body weight, eating habits, sleeping time, all are included in this education. You know, some people, they say, the Bible says, father, provoke not your children. It means that don't discipline them. No, that's wrong explanation. That is wrong. The word paideia, it means full training and education. Include punishment, discipline, everything. Attitude, character, moral things, all are included there. So the children will be trained up in the fear of the Lord, raised up to serve the Lord, full of wisdom, no foolishness in them. We learn from the scriptures. The scriptures teach us the way of God. You know, we must not follow the pattern of this world. The pattern of this world, give your child a mobile, send him with other children, let him enjoy alone. That is against God. That's why foolishness are there. Children are becoming wild, especially when one of the parents are disciplinary and the other parent is bad example, not disciplinarian. Once you discipline the child starts to react and get angry and fight. That's why. The Word of God teaches us how to follow the ways of God correctly. In the book of 2 Chronicles chapter 20, and verse 13, you know, when there was three armies coming to attack King Jehoshaphat, they speak here, verse 13, and all Judah stood before the Lord with their little ones, their wives and their children. They came all of them before the Lord, wife, children and little one. He speak here about in families. Family. There's no like youth group, woman group, children group. No. Family intact together. And that's here. We care for families. We teach parents to discipline their children. Our curriculum is the Bible. We follow Jesus and what the Word of God says. Are you willing? Are you willing? Yes. If you are willing, as a church, we will train you. We will help you. We will do the work with you. Yeah? Let's all stand. Let's give your life to God. Tell Him, Lord, I'm coming to you. You have different understanding. You may have different education. You have different mind. But the Word of God teaches us how to do the work of God. How to raise up. How to raise up our children in the fear of God. How to discipline them. Lord, you pray. Commit your life. Your children will not be blessed unless you commit your life. God is willing to help you. Come to God, repent of all your sins. your wrong understanding. Your non-willingness to discipline your child. Your carelessness. Your lack of responsibilities. Renounce all your sins now. Come to God. Surrender your life to Him. He is the potter and we are the clay. Lord, change us in the name of Jesus. Do your work in our lives. So God, change the life of your people, O God, and transform them, O Lord. I pray for godly parents, godly families, godly children to raise up in the fear of yours. In the name of Jesus. Amen. So God, we give our life to you. Thank you for your word. Thank you for the rebuke. Thank you for the correction. I pray the fear of yours upon your church. That you repent, O God. O God, help us and guide us. Lord, take your word and spread it. O God, bless us. In spite of all our shortcomings, bless us, Lord. Enlarge our territory. Let your hand be with us. Keep us, Lord, from harm, so that we not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
I will rejoice. pride and I've got to rejoice. I will rejoice. I will rejoice. I will rejoice. For I make my choice to rejoice in the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.